Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Nornborg here. You know, they say the harder you work, the luckier you get. Well, our guest today on Trot Radio embodies that philosophy. George Teague worked, and then he worked harder, and then he got lucky when a certain Rainbow Blue came along. The rest, as they say, is history, and now for George and his very hard-working crew, things are, you could say, easy again. George Teague on this edition of Trot Radio. It's a pleasure to have George Teague with us, trainer of Easy Again, ranked number 9 on the Trot North American Cup Springbook, 26-1. And George, you look at those odds, and I got to tell you something. Up the credit, last year's winner, 46-1 in the Springbook. So I wouldn't go by. I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Now everybody's got a little chance. There's a lot of good colts out there from last year, and I'm sure there's going to be more popping up from this year. So now at this point in time, it has a little bit of relevancy to it, but we hope we can lure them out as time goes on.
Well, that's true. In fact, Up the Credit did go off as somewhat of a highly favored individual in the final of the Cup. Tell us about Easy Again. How is that individual doing? You qualified him twice at the end of March in 55-3 and then again in 56-3. How did he come out of those?
Good. He come out of real well. He's kind of a laid-back colt, and you know, he does everything well. He's got a big speed to him, so I'm not too worried about anything. As soon as you crank him up in a race, he should be fine and ready to go forward. Just want to put a couple qualifiers into him, get him familiar with what he needs to do.
Yeah, where's his 3-year-old debut going to take place?
You know, probably at Dover Downs, maybe next week. Yep, just in the 9-1s or 4, maybe, hopefully.
What's the one thing you'd like to see him improve upon this year, aside from the obvious speed, would you say he has?
You know what, I like to see him spring off the wings a little quicker, put himself in position a little better. Last year he would get scrambled up a little bit, and a couple of times he got a little anxious. But, you know, as the season got longer, you know, he got a little bit more smarter about what he was doing, because he was kind of a colt that came along a little late in training as a 2-year-old. He wasn't one of my favorites early on, but as time developed, you know, he started working on the racetrack, he definitely started to win me over, because he had, you know, he's got big speed.
Well, it had to impress you that on the PA Cyrus circuit last year, he beat the likes of Sweet Lou, a winner of over $650,000 last year at age 2. So you got to like what lies ahead. He wintered well, I take it?
Yeah, he did. He wintered well, and he got a little bit extra time off because he wasn't overly staked. I mean, you know, he wasn't staked much past September, October. So, you know, he got a little bit bigger rest than a lot of colts got. You know, and you know, there's the pros and cons to it. You know, he should be fresher, maybe last a season longer. He gets a chance to start up in hopefully the right classes. The other part of it is, you know, when you off that long, it takes you a little bit more time to get fit to get back. But, you know, that's kind of a bonus to have to race against numbers of 4 and numbers of 5 races instead of going right to the caliber of 3-year-olds they had a race against from May on. So, yeah. No, I feel pretty cozy about where he came back. And if he improves a little bit of gate speed, I think we're going to be in contention for a lot of races.
What's the schedule like leading into and after the North American Cup?
You know, he's fully loaded. I mean, he got a couple of PSR stakes that we got him eligible to, and it was some beast somewhere. And we kind of, you know, scoped out a schedule to kind of cater to him, because, again, we kind of didn't have him stake to everything last year, kind of fed over this year, but he kind of took a different path later on in the year. First part of the year, you know, North American Cup, hopefully Meadowlands Pace, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I saw that on his card, and he does have a pretty full dance card. Your son Montreal going to be the regular ride this year, too?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. He got along well with him last year, and, you know, I've got a couple that are nice colts, too. I got another colt that's up there right now, Racy Rocky. I'm pretty high on him also, and the other one, I qualified today, another colt named All-Star Legend, and another colt... actually, 4 of them. Cold-hearted Shark that, you know, he actually tied the world's record Delaware Ohio last year in 52.5. So I got a couple that if they come back well, I mean, I'm sure he'll gather up one of them, hopefully, and he finds a good niche with.
A lot of us up here want to know how that Sunbeat Somewhere filly's doing out of Rainbow Blue, named Somewhere Over the Rainbow. How's she coming along?
I like her right now. I really do. I mean, she definitely... showing that she's the best one out of the mare so far. She's the first filly, you know, out of him. She's definitely seemed to be one of my better fillies training right now. She was a little bit behind because she kind of stayed a little bit sick early, and when she come in out of the field from where she was, she had a stretch on the leg that took a little bit, and the next thing I know, she's got a stretch on the rear leg. So she's missed a little bit of time in between, which don't seem to hurt her. She's catching back up, and But I like her. And to answer your question, I like her a lot at this point in time. And, you know, I just hope she has a little bit of her mother's ambition and her father, so I think we'll be sitting in a good spot.
You're going to be in good shape.
Give me a room.
Yeah, I'm just, once again, I was going over Rainbow Blues card, and I know what the record is, but when you look at all those ones, you're just in awe. You got a shrine to Rainbow Blue in your backyard, maybe?
That's a pretty impressive. I do have a rundown of careers too on a paper that on paper what I got from Pathway, and every once in a while I'll pick it up and it'll remind me how great she was by looking at that, man. It is an impressive resume, I'm telling you.
Yeah, what a miracle horse.
Yeah, she was definitely something that I still admire to a certain degree right to this day, man. She's just a special horse.
Oh, for sure. You know, George, you're the epitome of the North American dream, where if you work hard enough, even, you know, in a precarious game like ours, good things happen. You've also been a groundbreaker in that you're the most successful African-American trainer in the history of the game. Does that come with certain weights on your shoulder or a certain responsibility?
No, you know, it comes with a certain amount of pride. I'm proud of that. I really am. And, you know, our industry has been blessed, man. We don't, I don't experience what a lot of people do experience, which is prejudice in different businesses. And, you know, there's always a fine line between envy and prejudice and then, or envy and jealousy. And, you know, it's always been a hard thing for me to distinguish when some people are which way or the other. But, no, you know, one thing, like I said again, I'm blessed to have this job and blessed to be in what I'm doing, and the people in my industry is as nice as they come. But no, to answer your question again, I take great pride in that part. I'm proud of being one of the more successful Afro-American people out here doing this business.
Well, you are a credit, and you're 100% class, my friend. Best of luck this year with Easy again. A lot of us up here in Canada, of course, are going to be eagerly anticipating the debut of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But in the meantime, nothing but the best.
Thank you.